Hey Alexa, what's the definition of hustle?
To be aggressive, especially in business or other financial dealings.
You're listening to the H for Hustle podcast, designed to inspire future entrepreneurs to take the leap from working for someone else to pursue their passions and side hustles and turning them into full-fledged businesses. My name is Jerome Fenton. I'm a serial entrepreneur. Every week, I'll be speaking with an entrepreneur that has taken that leap. We'll be talking about the lessons they've learned and how they've turned their passions and side hustles into full-fledged businesses. H for Hustle Podcast, welcome back. Another illustrious episode up ahead. And on today's episode, we have a returning guest, Coach Melody. If you guys didn't hear Coach Melody, her episode was episode number 29. I will put a link down in the description if you want to listen to her original time that she was on this podcast. We brought Coach Melody back because we wanted to hear how she was able to navigate her business during the pandemic. She was a coach that coached health in corporate companies, and during the pandemic, most corporate companies closed. So I wanted to find out how she was able to navigate that. And it was a great story of how she was able to navigate that. And she actually ended up being better off through the pandemic than she was before. So it's a great story. Let's lock into it right now. Boom. H for Hustle Podcast, welcome back. We have today a returning guest. We have Coach Melody, which we had a really cool, interesting episode. The first episode, we talked about you working in pharma sales, crying in your car, and then making a completely career-changing move to become an entrepreneur and start working in the health and wellness space. So, Melody, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jerome. Thank you. I am so amazed you actually remembered all of it. You brought back really fresh memories. You made it real again.
I listened to that episode again last night just to refresh my memory on everything. So
Okay, that was smart. That's a good guy. That's good.
So Melody, last time we spoke, things were doing great. And then the world shut down, right? And you're in the health and wellness space where you're teaching people in corporate America and in large corporations. How did that affect your business? Granted that people couldn't go to work. So how were you able to maneuver through that time?
You know what? That was a very interesting time because I saw my business go like a domino. Because I manage contracts, everyone just started calling or emailing, hey, we're going to have to cancel. So I literally just saw everything, that whole month, for the next 3 months, because the pandemic was supposed to go on for about 4 to 6 weeks. All of my contracts got canceled, and I'm like, what am I going to do? So I was able to, actually, Essence at that time had a webinar. They had took something that they were going to do live and made it virtual. And I guess that was like on Wednesday. I watched it and the pandemic happened like that beginning of the week. I went and I was like, I can do this. So I went and got Zoom, actually paid for the account. I upgraded it, went to Zoom and started calling my clients back. Like, hey, we could do this virtually. And before you knew it, honestly, Jerome, my business just began. It took about 3 months because another thing that I did is I went on social media and I started talking about mental mindset, time management, mobility, moving, self-care. I went back and got certified for meditation and mindfulness. So what ended up happening is the topic started resonating with them and I started doing groups and my name got out and all of a sudden I was better than I was before.
So pretty much that time you took some time to actually get certified in certain things. Was that something you always had planned on doing, or was that something because you had all the time you're like, you know what, might as well get this. By the time things open back up, I'll be certified with something else.
Well, believe it or not, no. I made the adjustments based on a need. That's what I do with my corporate wellness programs and working with executives as far as coaching. I ask a lot of questions, do surveys to make sure the information is what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. What's happening is that people became very stressed. So I needed to really try to figure out how can I help them in that place. That's where the mindfulness came from. And then the meditation was a part of it. It helped me because at the time I was learning for myself. I was like, I could use this for patients. So, patients, for clients. And that's how it happened. It really wasn't for them. I actually took the meditation for myself as a way to be able to cope with and manage so many personalities that I deal with and people that I talk to, and making sure that I didn't internalize things that I was, that they were giving me, and being able to. Another big thing that I started doing is really working on not just mindset and mental clarity, but allowing people like energy work. So the energy and the mindfulness and that came together, because that's transferable as well.
Got it.
So yeah, it was a result of me. And I just thought, when I started introducing it to clients, they loved it. I teach them how to breathe properly, how to meditate. And it's like, breathe, everyone breathes, but it's a proper way to do it, to get that stress and that relaxation and really handle situations that could be seemingly stressful or what have you.
Got it. And funny, during that time, during the, like, when we're, well, granted, we're still in the, like, in the midst of a pandemic, but when we were in, like, shelter in place and lock, and everyone had to lock down, a lot of people, the stress levels just got higher and higher. People were dealing with their kids at home. They had to work. They were dealing with what was going on in the news. So the stress level of people kind of got higher. So I could see how the demand for your services just really increased, because everyone was dealing with not new stresses, but the, I guess, the increased volume of how those stresses were. Because kids are always going to be there, and your work was always there, but it was always kind of segmented. You know, kids go to school or daycare, and, you know, you get to go off to work, and now everything's happening all under one roof.
Well, think about this. Everything, those two things, but another big one that you did not mention is the time management and the fact that people were working from home.
Yeah.
So person that is an individual, and that they don't have those other constraints, but they're working from home. They didn't know how to tear away. They were working morning, noon, and night, watching more television, not being as productive because they really didn't know how to incorporate it properly. So with the time management piece that I had and boundaries, that began to be very popular.
Got it.
Boundaries were, you can't stay in your office until 10 and then wake up and do it at 4 and 5. People were emailing at odd times, people responding at odd times, and you can't behave that way. You have to really be able to cut it off. So there's another part and component, and then people are going right into their room or where their office is. But what I found, that either people did very well or they didn't. Some people took that travel time and other time and maximized it. And a lot of other people are like, look, I am just on the couch eating bonbons. And a lot of weight gain, which also led to different stressors because people were just at home and eating mindlessly. So the mindset piece came back into play as well.
Got it. You said you did something that I thought was really smart. You said you went to social media and just started talking about those specific things. What was the reasoning for that? Like, I mean, I understand it's a good lesson of marketing. Were you just like, you know what, I just have to put something in the world and see what happens? Like, what was the reasoning for going on social media and started talking and just started saying what people need help with?
You know, that's really a good question, because honestly, my business work collapsed. Everything was gone. I had nothing in sight. And it was funny because I really toyed with this. It was like, I pray a lot and I meditate. And it was like, go on social media and just talk about it. So I started talking about, like, they had the COVID-15, 15 pounds that people would gain. They had a lot around the stress and just everything going on with COVID. So I started talking about that and inflammation and things that people were going through from a health and wellness standpoint. And I didn't charge anything. That was the hardest thing for me, but it was like, don't worry about money. It only took me literally like 3 weeks until I was at groups and just kind of speaking all over the place. And I tell you one thing, Jerome, we didn't mention, now I'm worldwide, because I don't just work in the area that I live. I have been to 5 states in one day doing wellness projects. Why? Virtually, I can go there. I would have never thought to be able to expand out like that. It wasn't something that was welcoming before, but now everyone has experienced it. It has been great. I have been DC, California, Houston, it's all over Colorado. It has been just amazing experience for me. And it was, the content was really, I just feel like it was just the good Lord saying, hey, you need to put this out there. Just listen, don't worry about it. And that's what happened. And then pissed off still trying to go get my business. So another thing that I did not add is I went back to all the contracts that I had and said, hey, now that we're in this, you know, studies show the stress levels, the productivity, and this will be something good for your employees now. And I gave them a different outlet and it was no difference on the price either. So it was great for me.
So you got to keep your clients that kind of had stopped their contracts, and you were able to pick up new contracts, but it just wasn't limited to the area, your surrounding area. It's almost like because you were forced to go on Zoom, you had to open up what you could actually do.
Absolutely.
Because that's awesome.
Absolutely. At that time, what happened is I was doing a lot of talks, right? Where it's an organization, like for attorneys, for engineers, for nurses, healthcare people, all of that, executives. I was like, let me get to the executive team. This is very important. And also just women organizations and other organizations that need speakers. Everybody was virtual. So everybody, I'm like, hey, I can add meditation. I can add nutrition. We can do a talk around stress and self-care, like any of that, physical activity, mobility. And once I was like, oh, that's a great idea. So I really started speaking around at a lot of places that had my ideal client, which is the businesses and executives, and also people who could really use the services, helping increase ROI and all that.
Got it. So I have to ask, because I know my audience and I know them pretty well, and I always want to make sure I bring them value. How were you able to get these speaking jobs? Like, how were you able to just start doing speaking all over the place? How were you able to reach out and connect with all of those organizations?
How I was able to do that is I started, honestly, LinkedIn became a good friend of mine. No, seriously, because I learned that my business is not on, there's a lot of different social medias and people use them for different reasons, but LinkedIn is mine because that's where the business owners, businesses are. Mm-hmm. I didn't really start searching out. I meet a lot of people. I was doing a lot of where I would say, hey, I'm Coach Melody. This is what I do. Can we talk? And, you know, can I offer you a consult? People like, yeah, sure. So I've met more people. It was a great networking tool for me as well, honestly. Mm. And when I got finished, I was like, wow, this is awesome, because I didn't have to really go anywhere. We just hop on Zoom and we would talk, connect, build it out. And they liked what I was talking about, the engagement. And I'm very interactive with my presentation still. I don't just sit and talk for an hour. I've even moved up to doing more of like half day trainings because it's so deep. Remember, I have the journal and we talk about all these different concepts around goal setting and mindset and just like really helping people pull it together. It takes time. Even I do scavenger hunts. Like I started getting real creative when I would, you know, just doing different things to get people moving in a fun way, because we were all on Zoom and people were getting kind of tired of it also.
Got it. That's really, really, really cool. Because your business shifted, and instead of saying, man, the old way is the way that I was doing it, you just went with what the shift was. You were like, well, it's Zoom, then that's what I'm going to do. And I have to find a better way to move my business forward. And now your business model has now opened up to virtual and in person, right?
Absolutely. I went to DC, Houston, and over in Texas and the Houston portion. And I've been to places in Illinois, Missouri, and I've kind of gotten back to being in person, but I'm still doing way more virtual, which but sometimes people do want you to come. I went up to Chicago and did some in-person management training for their teams, because what I have kind of found is that if I can get the upper level management to take hold of what we're doing, then it pushes down. And honestly, Jerome, there is a better way for employees. They have to be happy, healthy, and whole in order to be more productive, which gets them, you know, they want to do more work. They want to feel cared for.
Yeah.
Nothing like someone on site. It's like one of those check the box things where people are like, well, I have a wellness program for my company. If it's through the insurance plan and they're doing it on their own, they have the lowest utilization rate.
Yeah, because people aren't going to really go and do that. But if you have someone in person pushing that, then they're more likely to take it and go outside of the work environment and continue it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really smart. And is that a part of your pitch? Because it sounds like it would be a great thing to add to your pitch.
Of course it is. Of course it is. But it's the truth. That data supports it. And you know me, I was in a pharma industry, so I'm all about data and studies, and it does mean something. And with the utilization rate being less than 5%, that is low compared to, and when you have them in person, the engagement goes up. People tell you right then they feel more connected, they pay more attention. That's why I like people to be on camera on Zoom so they can be engaged, that sort of thing.
Got it. So, you know, that's really cool. And I like that you were able to, you were savvy enough to go with where the transition was going. Because a lot of people's business suffered, but they didn't want to go with where the transition was. So I think that's really smart of you that you were able to see with the direction, knowing that, like, hey, these are my tools. Zoom is my new tool. Like you said, there's a ton of other social medias, but LinkedIn is the one that worked best for you. How did you find that out? How did you say, you know what, LinkedIn is where I should spend most of my time? Because a lot of people try to be everywhere, but they don't choose the one platform that works best for them.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. What I did was a little bit different because I have a presence on Instagram. That's for my celebrities. And I did started doing that. Because I like to talk to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also I go on Facebook. I still do have Facebook. So anybody can find me at Coach Melody on Facebook or Instagram or also on LinkedIn. But what I found is that Facebook gives me that instant feel because it's still a lot of people that I know on Facebook.
Got it.
They give you a lot of love, but they're not buying anything. So I had to figure it out. I describe it as like a bad relationship, you know. Sometimes people go back to the old relationship because it's comfortable, but mm-hmm. you know you got to move on to the better one, right?
Yeah.
And is where it's at. So I've been really having a more of a presence and trying to make sure I ramp up my posting and reaching out. And so it's a lot better, a whole lot better, because I'm meeting the right people rather than just doing it for frills. Like, oh, that's great, Coach Melody, but you're not buying anything. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, and
but
a lot of
people did help me when I was in transition.
A lot of people use the not knowing which platform is good for them, and I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, where the buyers are is the platform for you. Like, wherever they're spending the money, that's the platform you should spend your most time on.
Absolutely.
Got it. Now, what advice would you give to someone? Again, we don't know if we're ever going to go back to another lockdown or go through something completely different. To a new entrepreneur listening to this that is facing some sort of adversity or a new challenge, what advice would you give that person?
I would say for a new entrepreneur and someone that may be facing challenges, I have a business coach that's awesome. I think investing in that is very helpful in the beginning, middle, and end stages, because it gives you an opportunity to think outside of yourself. And also being able to talk and act, and you have to be able to take good criticism, meaning, you know, I asked questions and I reached out and I had recommendations, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? And it helped me to build out what it was that I needed. And just don't be afraid, you know, don't be afraid to fail, because guess what? If it does not work, then just try again, try something different. It just happened for me that it worked out perfectly, meaning I have not had one hiccup. I was in the fetal position for day one and day two. After the Essence thing, I actually was like, I can be on Essence. They need me for my information, you know?
Yeah.
After that, it was just like smooth sailing right ahead. And my business coach, she said, Melody, you pivoted so well. She said, I have so many business owners that they're frozen. And then a lot of businesses are gone now. And
yeah,
everything is, you know, I work from home. And although I have a virtual office, I don't go in there. So it really has been helpful for me. You know, I had to go get lights and I ordered all that so that everything can show up very professional. I redecorated the office in my home. So I did some things also.
Got it. But like your business coach said, you pivoted really fast. And that's one of the things that was like really surprising, because through this time, I've spoken to a bunch of business owners, some old guests, some very new. And the ones who decided to like go with where the new direction was, their business survived. And the ones that were still trying to run the business the way it was ran for years, they had a tough time, or they're not in business anymore. So I think your coach is very right, and the fact that you were able to pivot so quickly and go with the flow was absolutely like amazing, because again, most people get caught up in the fact that my business doesn't look the way it used to look, and now they're so caught up into that they just don't do anything. And for you were so flexible to move. I think that was an amazing way of moving with your business, because now it opens up so much more revenue streams, and it gives you a virtual revenue stream and an in-person revenue stream. So it's amazing.
Oh yeah, you are right about that.
Agreed. So if someone's listening to this right now and they're in a C-suite or the executive and they want your services for their office, how could they reach out to you?
If they would like my services, please, they can go to any of those social medias. I love the fact that the messages come directly, so that's great. Or they can email me or go to unwrapyou.com. That's www.unwrapyou.com. And they can also email me at coachmelody@unwrapyou.com. So I just tell people, respond to the message or go to the website and they can learn more about me. And given, I like for people to understand what I do takes work. But if you're ready to do the work, I tell you out here, you're ready to really take care of yourself and make sure you're showing up as your best, you definitely want to reach out to me, because I have gotten the best outcomes through this pandemic. Everyone, Jerome, that I have worked with, no one has gained any weight. They're not stressed. They're moving because they're being intentional and then having that direction. And I tell people now, you need like three coaches, a business coach. If you're in a relationship, you need that type of coach, and then you need one for your health and wellness, because our well-being ultimately is very important to everything else that we do, our children, our spouses, our coworkers, everything.
Yeah, that's so true, because there was a time during the pandemic where I was like, just when we were locked in, I wasn't doing any sort of working out, and I'm a guy that needs like the physical activity, because the physical activity really pushes me and makes me feel better, just my mood and everything. And I realized like I was getting grumpy and grumpier and snappier at my kids. And then I forgot what I was doing, but I think I was like watching some sort of YouTube live, and it's like, you got to work out, you got to get moving in the morning. And I started working out, and then I bought a rowing machine because there's like a good full body workout for 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden I started feeling happier and better. And I was able to help my kids more with their school, and I was just more like into it. So your physical activity and the is so connected to almost every other aspect of your life.
Well, you know that's because those endorphins get increased that you just mentioned. When you work out and you exercise, you get those endorphins moving, so it gets you in a better mood. That's why if you do music, one thing that I did not mention is I really work with people on setting a routine, because that was one thing that was out of whack, because people are working from home, they're in their pajamas all day. No, you get up, you get dressed, you go to your computer, you turn your camera on, you do your hair, you put on, you know, earrings and because it just makes you feel good. It was really about a feel good sort of thing. And, you know, for those that like stayed in their PJs all day and watched TV, that gets to be a little bit depressing. And what I noticed, if you have any type of device, I will look down. If you are not intentional about moving, you could go 1,000 steps all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so when true.
So I'm like, move every hour, every 2 hours. Don't sit more than 3 hours without moving. It does. It helps to your brain fog. It helps to get you more energetic. So these are kind of the things. And people are like, well, I can't find time. Call Coach Melody. I'll help, because it's easier said than done, but it can be accomplished with a plan, which is a lot of times what we don't have around our wellness.
Awesome. That is so true. And again, for me, I noticed that I needed that kick. And it's something that I continued on now, because the gym in my building is now closed, and you know, I couldn't go there, so I had to like buy weights and rowing machines and stuff like that. But definitely made such a massive difference in focusing on that, and I could see why, you know, corporations and people who have small businesses would want someone like you, because the more happy your employees are on the wellness side, the happier and more productive they are on the business side, and that's what you want truly.
Absolutely. Yep. I totally, I know I've told you, I totally agree. Absolutely. But that's because it's the truth. I'm like, it truly is the best. And when people really sit back, and what I really loved is I have more CEOs than I've worked with. And I don't mean just CEOs of small businesses or solopreneurs. I mean of big organizations, because they started to realize that the impact that it was having on their employees.
Yeah.
And I even have had them to do testimonies and have me come on. It has been an amazing experience. It really has. And COVID, you know, mentally, I haven't really experienced a lot of negativity, because why? I actually practice what I teach. And that's why I know that it works. And I don't know if I told you last time, but I became the health contributor over the pandemic. So I've been writing quarterly articles for a magazine, and it's being published. So I've written things around setting a routine, COVID. I wrote one around COVID, mental mindset is not, mental wellness is not a taboo. There's been several articles that I've had published through this time as well.
Got it. Well, Melody, I do want to say thank you so much for coming back on the show. Thank you so much for telling us about how you pivoted through the pandemic. I think the audience will really learn a lot from this. And, you know, again, like you said, make sure you have three coaches, a relationship coach, a health coach, and a business coach. And I thought that was some valuable advice. So thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you so much for your time again.
Thank you, Jerome, for having me. And to all your listeners, thanks for listening. Be sure to share.
And just like that, another illustrious episode is in the can. And man, Melody was able to navigate through the pandemic and navigate well and actually come out on top. And that doesn't happen for a lot of entrepreneurs, but you know, there are people who are just hustlers and they're going to find a way to make it work. And Coach Melody is one of those people who just finds a way to make it work. So I hope that story really helped you guys, because it really helped me when I spoke with her. And I'm going to wrap it up right here, guys. I'm going to end it like I always end it, with a quote from the late great Nipsey Hussle. The quote goes, "This game will test you. Never fold. Stay 10 toes down, because it's not on you, it's in you. And what's in you, they can never take away." That's it, guys. Peace. Boom.